This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moral rock bottom, Lee. They're owning it. They're owning it. They're desperate. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who's clearly running for president, okay? That's what he's doing, because the left loves this. In El Salvador, trying desperately to liberate the El Salvadorian citizen, Saint Kilmar, who was beatified over recent weeks, trying to liberate him from the prison that he is in, was originally blocked by El Salvadorian cops, military. It's not clear, uniformed officers. But eventually was allowed to share margaritas with him and reminisce about his time in America that he spent illegally. Nayib Bukele, the head of El Salvador, hilarious tweet, broke the internet, I think. And so he tweets these pictures of Senator Van Hollen in the what he calls the tropical paradise of El Salvador. He writes, and again, Bukele is the head of El Salvador, liberated it from, because El Salvador used to be the most dangerous location to the south of us, just because it was run by gangs, the ones Democrats are frantically trying to import and install into power here, as we have documented exhaustively on this show for years. And Bukele rounded them all up, put them in a prison. Democrats frantically trying to liberate one illegal immigrant, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, or as we call him, St. Kilmar. Okay. Now, Nayib Bukele tweets, Kilmar Abrego Garcia miraculously risen from the, quote, death camps, unquote, and torture, quote, unquote, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador, exclamation point. He then notes at the top of that tweet, now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. So, Senator Van Hollen not going to get him, this is the most outrageous part, home. As in here, the place where St. Kilmar, unfortunately, if you are a Democrat, does not have citizenship.
The goal of my visit is to talk to people here about the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home.
Well, he ain't coming home, where he does not belong. Democrats doubling, tripling down on this. You know, I'm most gratefully, honestly, for the fact that he keeps recording these in very small sound bites that can be very easily rolled into, say, I don't know, a 30-second campaign commercial. Yeah, it's great. You know, he's not long-winded, and I appreciate that. And I just, you know, if he could step a little closer to the camera, that would be helpful. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a bit of a grainy quality. But other than that, I have no critique for him. Please carry on, Senator. Here on the Terry Show, we support what you're doing. We do, just like I said. Speak slowly and lean into the camera. Yeah, and if you notice, those pictures were released by Bukele. In other words, he wants to show, look, I mean, this guy's not suffering. In fact, he's got a bit of a paunch on him. If you notice, he could really benefit from the PhD weight loss program, this MS-13 member. He's not starving. He's not suffering, at least not physically. So everything is fine. And the Democrats don't need to worry. But it doesn't matter. They're going to war. And look, James Carville, did you hear this? He's on a liberal podcast, okay? And they're talking about, the battle for St. Kilmar and his return to what they call home. And, he's asked, hey, should Democrats, because Carville is a longtime Democrat consultant, right? Probably dean of Democrat Party, got the Clintons unfortunately elected. Did a tremendous amount of damage the country in the process. But anyway, he's asked by the host, who's also a Democrat, hey, should we focus on regular people, right? Focus on regular people. Here is Carville's response to that. And it's a resounding no.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf, or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it. And history has taught us that. And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
No, it's the gangsters now. But look, if right now in the Democrat Party, illegal immigrant gang members are the hippest, hottest thing going. There is nothing hotter. There is no cooler group of people. Honestly, right now, if you are a known illegal immigrant gang member, you should get yourself a manager for appearances at Democrat events. No, I'm not joking. When Michelle Obama did her tour to campaign for Her Highness, right? They had events, it's, in different cities that were swing states you could attend. They staffed each one with a transgender drag queen. I mean, I don't know if anybody remembers that, but they did. I said in the old days, they would have had a juggler or a clown or, and I'm saying, it was for entertainment. It was the part, come on out, meet, Miss Kitty or whatever. And look, I just report the news. It's what I do. And I thought, wow, in 10 years ago, it would have been so different. So if you look at Her Highness, right, when she launched her campaign, where's the first place that she went? First stop on a campaign, right? So it's historic wherever you go first. RuPaul Drag Race show, the drag queen show, just RuPaul drag show. Okay. That's where she went. Why? Because they were the highest value oppressed class. Wow. That was so 2024. Now you got to get yourself an illegal immigrant gang member. Not just an illegal immigrant. That's like so 2023. You got to get yourself an illegal immigrant gang member.
That's a revenue, a resume enhancement there.
Oh yeah, no. None of that is an obstacle in any way. In fact, if you speak of those things, you are the oppressor. You are picking on the victim. And as Mika explained on MSNBC, these MS-13 gang members should start suing the right for libel, no matter how many judges call them MS-13 gang members. And you want a good libel protection, like, well, how could you protect? Well, the judges referred to him as an MS-13 gang member. And when his attorneys were arguing, hey, he shouldn't be deported, he'll be killed by the other gang members because MS-13 and the 18th Street gang are rivals. Those are his attorneys arguing he's an MS-13 gang member.
Well, as usual, Democrats try to have it both ways.
Yeah. So I can't believe they're doing this, Lee, but I know why. You know what's interesting? My son and I were having this conversation, and you got to think like a Democrat, right? If you go back to the year, incredibly, 2000, 65% of the electorate was opposed to gay marriage. Opposed. to gay marriage. Mm-hmm. And they hammered it and hammered it and hammered it and hammered it and hammered it over, over, over again. Until it seemed like, well, you know, I'm kind of opposed to that, but like, this is how the average person would think. I'm kind of opposed to that, but it seems like everyone around me isn't. Well, that was astroturfed. Flip it to today, almost 70% are for gay marriage. Why? Hammer it, hammer it, hammer it, hammer it. That's what they're doing. They've been to this rodeo before. Yeah. They lost the first couple of rounds, but they know how to win. They fight. They don't care if it's an 80-20 issue. Gay marriage was an 80-20 issue. Less than 30 years ago. You go back before 2000. Huge majority opposed. They've done this before. They don't care. They got time. So that's what they're doing. It'll be an MS-13 gang member on every block. Illegal immigrant, preferably. If you're an American MS-13 gang member, they don't even care about you so much. So this is about oppressed versus oppressed. I'm going to explain this today because it seems bizarre, but it actually makes sense if you understand where it's coming from. We'll bring somebody who was actually a victim of the Chinese Communist Revolution on to explain what is going on here. And we'll make it make sense. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pitchers seen worldwide by MS-13 gang members, Democrats, and how far they'll go for you in the United States of America. Nayib Bukele rightly recognizing that these people are insane. He's the head of El Salvador. Got more sense in his pinky finger than this party does in its entire membership. Tweets a picture of St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, the wife beater. He is the patron saint. If you're Catholic, you know what I mean. Patrons, we have patron saints. So in other words, if you're trying to find something, that'd be St. Anthony. He's a patron saint of lost things. So St. Kilmar is the patron saint of wife beaters. Look, you know, you have dark times if you beat your wife and you need somebody to pray to. St. Kilmar, there you go. So anyway, St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, miraculously risen from the death camps and torture, Nayib Bukele, head of El Salvador, writes, is now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. These are one of these days that I really wish Rush Limbaugh was still alive so I could tune in at 12:07 and hear what he had to say. Anyway, Nayib Bukele says now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. What? He's a citizen of that country. And you know what's so funny? If you watch the videos that Senator Van Hollen, a Democrat, has released, they're in El Salvador, which is not America, okay? Not American territory. And they're trying to get past uniformed officers to get to St. Kilmar. And they're acting as if they're being, Van Hollen and one of his staff members, they're acting as if they're being oppressed because they cannot go any further. They're not allowed to get to St. Kilmar. And they're pointing this out. Oh, look what the government's doing. honey, you're in El Salvador. You're an American. This ain't Kansas, right? Like, you ought to be able to go wherever you want in Kansas for the most part if you're a U.S. senator, right? But this is El Salvador. This is their citizen. You have no right to see him. He is not a citizen of America. That is what the problem began with. So Van Hollen's acting like he's being oppressed because he cannot get to St. Kilmer. I'm like, what did you think you would get to St. Kilmer? If I go to Guatemala or Peru, running around, hey, I'm being oppressed. I can't get any further past the roadblocks. You're not a citizen of Peru, honey. It's crazy. And folks, the absolute unmitigated disdain for women in the Democrat Party, which starts with boys in sports and girls getting black eyes at the Olympics and just goes from there overnight. I mean, to openly take up for a wife beater, who does that? Who does that? But they are. They're doing it. Folks, the paper, every day more comes out. This is from the police report by St. Kilmer's wife after he beat her more than once.
Well, the upstanding migrant that Dems are crying over was accused of, by his wife, of abuse. Now, for those yelling, there is no proof. It's right here, written in Jennifer Vasquez's own handwriting when she petitioned the court and received a protective order against her spouse. In August of 2020, she said he hit her in the eye, leaving a purple mark. In November of 2020, she said he hit me with his work boot. Oh, that doesn't hurt. In May of 2021, he punched and scratched me on my left eye, leaving me bleeding. And later that day, he got angry and started yelling again. He ripped my shorts and shirt. He grabbed me by the arm. I have marks. She wrote that she was scared. I'm afraid to be close to him, she said. And now she says, well, she just acted out of abundance of caution.
Well, yeah, she can monetize this. She doesn't want to talk about the beatings anymore. By who? Jesse Waters doing the best research on this so far last night on Fox News by a guy on the international crime watch list. Wait, what? Wait, you said Kilmer? St. Kilmer's on the international watch list? Yeah, he is.
He was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah. Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list. Legendary Democrat strategist James Carville, who's lost his marbles.
Yeah, and he goes on to talk about James Carville. Okay. Saying, now we shouldn't fight for ordinary people. We need to fight for people like St. Kilmer. That's who we need to fight for. Take a listen to the, we're finding out more about who St. Kilmer actually is. And folks, this is, okay, I explained this yesterday, okay, when I outlined, you got to understand, to the Democrats, this is who brings them their voters. These cartels, these international gangs. MS-13 is absolutely a cartel, okay? So they see them as fellow travelers in the fight for a totalitarian regime in which they are the only party that rules, okay? This is why they get uppity when you trifle with them. And folks, I have been arguing for the longest time, the Democrat Party is merging with the cartels. And I played you the audio yesterday in this segment demonstrating that. This is, again, Ken Paxton, AG, Attorney General of Texas, when Biden was still in office.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
This is an attack on that network. Understand that. That's why they're going to bat for St. Kilmer. It gets so absurd that for the first time, the Department of Homeland Security is actually partnering with the cartels to bring the Democrats' future voters in.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Right. So I've been warning you, they're merging. They are merging the Democrat Party and the cartels. This is why, and Trump gets this. This is why he militarized the border. He's trying to break them up. Break them up. No, you're going to have Democrat Party over here on the state side. You're going to have the cartels over there on the Mexican side. And here we will go after you with military tribunals if the two of you try to join hands. So this is the Democrats fighting for these international criminal networks. It is not only not an obstacle for them if this guy is a criminal on international crime watch lists, it is a recommendation for him. They have to fight harder. That's how they think.
He was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah. Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Yeah, we're going to get more into details of that coming up. So you see what's going on here. They love him. They love him. Xi Van Fleet, who is a Chinese citizen when she was a child, caught the tail end of the People's Revolution, the Communist Revolution, explained what's going on here perfectly. Americans still don't get what they're watching. She understands perfectly what they're watching. Why are these Democrats obsessed with killers, with gang members? So much so that Joe Biden would put ICE agents on the desk rather than allowing them to deport 900,000 illegal immigrants with deportation orders and criminal convictions, including murderers. That's not an oopsie. That's not a, wow, the criminals just came over the border, couldn't be helped, there was a flood of humanity. They did it on purpose. There is a reason why. Nobody else is going to explain this the way I will, coming up next. But what did it add up to? What did it add up to? This is on purpose. Biden could have gotten them. Instead, he left them chained to the desk.
She's even running is frankly ridiculous, okay? That's not a president. Over 13,099 convicted murderers have crossed the border and are free to roam and kill in our country. These are convicted murders.
That's not an accident. By the way, if you're thinking, it can't be that high.
The director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States.
That's on purpose. That's on purpose.
Tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington.
You want more confirmation? Here's immigration reporter Bill Malusian.
What we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now.
Got them at the border. Let him go on purpose to build this network for the merger of the Democrat Party and the criminal networks who act as their muscle. That is why they are fighting like this. Their muscle, their very muscle of the system they're building was attacked by Donald Trump. You know what that means? He's getting it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports?
If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I want to explain to you what's going on here because you're probably really confused at the Democrats literally destroying themselves over this MS-13 gang member. They've gone insane over St. Kilmar. What is going on here? I didn't fully understand it until I saw an interview by Tucker Carlson with Xi Van Fleet. Xi Van Fleet was a little girl growing up during the Chinese Communist Revolution. She remembers seeing bodies of oppressors on the side of the road. She remembers distinctly as a child seeing bodies, a body of one man floating in a well. He was dead. What is an oppressor? Well, she explained in Marxism, and this is what you're seeing right here in America right now. I'm going to make this make sense as much as it can. She said during the Chinese Marxist Revolution, the big thing that happened in our society is for the first time, all people by the government were divided into 10 classes, 5 oppressor classes, and 5 oppressed classes. If you were in an oppressor class, you became a second class citizen. She talked about the man she saw floating in the well was dead. He'd killed himself. Because if you had a member of your family, and often it was males, who were listed as oppressors, if you continued to associate with them, even if it's your dad, then you would get a lesser class ranking. There's almost nothing you could do to remove yourself from an oppressor class. There were some things. You could turn in your family members. You could turn in your neighbors. You could do things like that. But that was it. Okay? Once you are labeled as an oppressed class, during the Chinese Communist Revolution and after, you could do almost anything to an oppressor. Just some day, nobody, the oppressor hadn't done anything to you, but it didn't matter. If you wanted to get violent, that was okay. And so this man had killed himself, she said. And she, it made a big impression on her when she was a child to see him floating dead in that well. And she kept asking her family members, and later on they finally explained it to her when she got older, why did he kill himself? To free his family. Because they could never do anything or have anything good as long as he was labeled an oppressor. That's what you're seeing. The most highly valued class of human being in the Democrat Party is always the most oppressed. So that'd be an oppressor level 5. An oppressed level 5 person. But going into the election, that was a transgender stripper, a transgender activist, somebody who maybe would read to children during transgender story hour, something like that, right? But that has changed now. There is somebody who is hipper, hotter, and cooler, and that is the illegal immigrant gang member. There is nobody cooler right now or more oppressed. Nobody who has a higher oppressor category ranking. Why? Because what we are watching is a Marxist system. Doesn't make any sense to you because you're not part of it, but they are. Here's Xi Van Fleet explaining this to Tucker Carlson. By the way, she lives in America now. She's very conservative. She's running for Congress. Great woman. Take a listen.
That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. The worldview is looking at everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely the communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
Okay. Now, does it make sense? Let's look at Senator Van Hollen, who looks a little inhumane, but he's just a Marxist. Okay. This guy flies to El Salvador to interdict for a wife-beating MS-13 member. Tells us, I'm in regular touch with his wife. She's very frantic. She's very worried. She wants him to come home and beat her again. But I'm trying to get him there. Catch that part. I'm in frequent touch with his wife. Yet Rachel Marin is brutally raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant who Joe Biden released at the border. He doesn't call her mother, ever. Contact her in any way, offer any kind of help of any kind. He finally puts out a terse statement when it becomes embarrassing that he loves St. Kilmar so much more. What explains that? This. And Americans better get wise to this, because we don't know what we're looking at. Well, they're soft on crime. Well, no, not really. No, that's not what they are at all. This is a classic Marxist system the Democrats have been indoctrinated into and now operating under. What kind of person is St. Kilmar? Jesse Waters nailed this overnight.
Garcia was arrested in a gang sweep in connection to a murder investigation in a frequent gang area with three active members of MS-13. Informants told police Garcia was an active member of MS-13 with the Westerns clique. And when they scooped him up this year, they showed him photos of him on camera with other members of MS-13. You don't think police did surveillance before they picked him up? Wait until those pictures come out. Police say there's no doubt.
You've looked at the evidence. Are you convinced, as the White House says, he's an MS-13 member?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, indeed. 1,000%.
No doubt.
And he's a domestic violence abuser. Kudos on the Trump administration for removing the criminal. Horrible on Senator Van Hollen for wanting to bring him back.
Not only was he gang tied and interrogated over human and drug smuggling, in 2022, Homeland Security said he was a suspect in a human trafficking incident after he was pulled over with eight other individuals in the vehicle. This is in Tennessee. Garcia told police he was driving for 3 days from Texas to Maryland, but there was no luggage in the car. He said he was just bringing in people to perform construction work. Texas to Maryland, kind of a long commute to work. Garcia was driving on an expired driver's license in someone else's car. Cops asked him, whose car is it? Garcia said, my boss, in construction. Police asked the passengers their addresses, and they all gave Garcia's address. But Garcia lived in Maryland, and they were coming from Texas. But cops just let Garcia off with a warning for driving on an expired license, which is weird because he was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah, Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Yeah. They don't care. He is oppressed. Trump is the oppressor. And because these people are oppressed, they cannot be trifled with. What people can't be trifled with? Let me play it again.
Over 13,099 convicted murderers have crossed the border and are free to roam and kill in our country. These are convicted murderers.
Oh, but I mean, they just slipped through, right? No, Democrats let them go knowingly and on purpose.
The director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington.
So understand, even if the oppressed, as Xi Van Fleet from China explained, even if the oppressed are murderers, they are higher value human beings in the Marxist ranking system and must be released to roam free among us. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes here, I'm an elderly native born American who's had a security clearance most of my life. If I drove on an expired license, I'd be given a ticket in my car. You're an oppressor. So now, if you're an American citizen of any color, race, religion, or creed, you're an oppressor compared to, say, St. Kilmar because he's an illegal immigrant. You got to understand this is how this works. I'm not being sarcastic. Literally, I'm trying to help you understand why the Democrats have lost their mind. Why Joe Biden would allow 13,000 illegal immigrant killers caught at the border I just played that from Fox News. We know who they are. Let him go. Why someone like St. Kilmar, who is on the international, transnational crime watch list, because he's an MS-13 member, he's dangerous, he's violent. Why they would fight so hard for him. It does not matter. And she Van Fleet explained it. Again, I can't play this enough times.
That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. The worldview is looking everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely the communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
She was trying medication in China. She remembers as a child, she was listed as oppressed, so she wasn't hurt. She remembers her classmates murdering a principal. The kids. Nothing happened. Murdering teachers. Why? They were oppressors. She remembers a particular teacher of hers as a child being knocked to the ground, punched and kicked and spat upon by the children because they were oppressed class and she happened to be oppressor class. And so nothing happened to the kids. There was no discipline. That was just allowed. So folks, think Lake and Riley, Rachel Marin, Jocelyn Nungry. Remember when Pramila Jayapal, Democrat, Congresswoman, went on MSNBC with Joy Reid and they laughed at Fox News for covering these brutal rape cases? They could not believe it would be spoken of. They considered it oppression and they laughed. And I played you that audio. It was horrific. That's this mentality. That is full-blown Marxism. We need to begin to recognize the disease for what it is so that we can combat it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.